news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe, Ian Acra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a busy morning show today. We're going to hear from Tommy Stinson and the Bindlestiff Family Circus's Keith Nelson. We're going to hear from the master gardeners at the Green and Columbia County Cornell Cooperative Extension Office. Their Nature Calls podcast we'll hear from, with them speaking with Heidi Bach from the Columbia Land Conservancy today, and also we'll hear about pests in gardens and trees. We'll hear some Troy Middle School students learning about radio. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. It all starts after Jason Martin's song. Then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
This is Darian Sahanaja of the band known as Wonderments, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra.
There are so many things to do in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, including on Saturday, August 19th, from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's time for the Deep in the Valley 2023 Festival. Raven Sings the Blues presents a second year of Psych Jam experimental country and folk bands performing, this year with Riley Walker, $75 Bill, Garcia Peoples, Sun Watchers, The Weeping Bong Band, Gold Dust, Ned Collette, and Gliders performing. That's at the From the Ground Brewery in Red Hook on Saturday, August 19th, the Deep in the Valley Festival. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jeff Economy of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, June 26th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. WNYT reports that on June 25th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill protecting access to gender-affirming care in New York. The state is now not allowed to cooperate with hostile states rules against gender-affirming care providers, patients, family members, and those who help people access care. New York Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donna Lieberman said, quote, "As we mark Pride Month, New York has taken an important step to protect the rights and well-being of the trans community, particularly young people and their families. By signing the Holyman-Seigel-Bronson Bill, the governor is helping to make our state a beacon for access to gender-affirming care," unquote. Read more about this story at WNYT. Jane Kaufman reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the invasive plant garlic mustard, with no natural predators, is taking over the roads and trails of Mount Greylock. Officials from Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation have an ongoing effort to keep the tall fields of green and white garlic mustard in check. Christina Stinson, Associate Professor of Plant Ecology and Conservation at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, says the soil in the Berkshires seems to be more susceptible to invasion by garlic mustard than other areas in the state. The plant blocks out local plants and butterflies. Stinson said, quote, because it has an impact on tree seedlings, it is really impacting the future canopy of our forest, unquote. Right now is the time to remove garlic mustard, and it needs to be pulled once it emerges in spring, but before it seeds, typically in early to mid-July. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And Andrea Macco reports for Porcupine Soup that anyone walking across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge recently have seen signs warning about aggressive female peregrine falcon that say, quote, caution, falcon is very aggressive today, unquote. There have been no human injuries reported, but the walkway was closed for several days after the bird harassed workers and walkers on the bridge between Catskill and Hudson. The bird is protecting four babies in a nest on the bridge. Larry Fetterman, president of the Northern Catskills Audubon Society and former education coordinator for three Audubon sanctuaries, said, quote, the peregrines have been nesting under the roadway of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge for several years, usually near the Greene County end of the bridge. As on other bridges over the Hudson River, the Department of Environmental Conservation had installed a nest box platform to aid in nesting. This year's protective behavior could be due to fledglings being in a different location, having wandered off of the nest platform, unquote. Peregrines are an endangered species in New York. Fetterman said once the babies leave the nest, the adult will leave humans alone. He said, quote, once the young have fledged, left the nesting site, the parents will remain in the area all year and use the Rip Van Winkle Bridge as the base of operations for hunting birds, unquote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, June 26th. We are 48.5% of the way through the year. There are 89 days left until the official start of fall. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Medusa to 68 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium, turning low tomorrow. And you know what that means. Looks like a storm's a-coming. Official flood watches are in place to the west. Truth is, though, storms could develop over anyone, and if they do, they could get real nasty. Remember, make sure you have water in reserve, especially if you are on a well. Charge your devices. Get business done now. Do not risk traveling on roads if they flood. And check sub pumps ahead of time. Sudden, strong winds will be knocking branches into the road for some. Rain can come on strong and sudden. All of it getting stronger this afternoon. A high of 81 is expected at 3 p.m. Overnight, rain continues and we see a muggy low of 65 degrees. Tomorrow, guess what? More rain, possibly even more than today, and a high of 79. Overnight dips to 65 and the rain keeps on falling. Then Thursday, still looking wet with a high of 79. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:46 a.m., high at 9:13 a.m., low at 4:16 p.m., and high once again at 10:12 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees and the tide strength is low. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see 10% chance of X-class flares is present. Plasma winds will be average at 494 kilometers per second with an average density of 6 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances of aurora tonight, and the current sunspot number is 180. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
On Thursday, June 22nd, Tom DiPietro and Cilla Graham broadcast the WGXC afternoon show live from the Rev Coffee Shop in Hudson. And here's a little of what that sounded like and who stumbled onto the radio that day.
Hi, Gary. You know, we're live on the radio. When you come out, maybe you'll give us a little 2 minutes.
Live on the radio?
Yeah. We are.
Right now? Uh-huh. Come on over.
We're just listening to you.
That's awesome.
So, they were just listening to us. What do you know?
Well,
what do you know?
I'm one of those people that has the voice.
Yep. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Oh, one of Hudson's favorite haircutters.
Haircutters? He's a barber.
Well, I never know what to call it.
Oh, he's a skilled profession.
Yes.
Some barbers want to be called haircutters. What's the deal with that?
Haircutters?
I could take that. I never heard of that.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's
how about a stylist? You like to call that?
Nah, he ain't styling. He's styling.
I do be styling.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who do you have in company with you today, sir?
This is my beautiful granddaughter.
Holy mackerel.
Hello.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
So you got models in the family, huh?
You can't tell.
Yeah.
You see your grandfather right now? He's trying to come get it. Hello. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Ain't no way.
13.
How tall are you?
5'7".
She's taller than me.
Well, that's not saying much.
She ain't got you?
Nope.
Look, two more wake-ups. It's a wrap.
Oh, nice hair, Jordan.
All right, well, we just came down to say hi to you guys, and you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you.
How has the cutting season been for you so far, Gary?
Season is up and down. You know, I have my good days, and some days not so good, but they kind of balance out.
But you recently had a change, right?
Yeah.
So if people don't know, Gary Dempsey has been, how long were you at what was it called again? I was going to say Belkis, but that wasn't the name of it.
Jade's
Salon. How long were you there?
Jeepers, we're going back.
Yeah, to the what? We going back to the early 2000s?
No, we're not going that far.
So not 2004?
Could, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, so where are you now?
886 Columbia Street.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in town,
Columbia.
You need a cut, you're looking rough.
886 Columbia. I'm
886 Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the number. I can remember that part.
You should know where it's at because it's near the nursing home you're getting ready to go to.
Hey!
Oh, I know I got to go because you're telling jokes like this. Mine is coming.
Hey, does it have a name? What's the name of the place?
No, it doesn't have a name.
Oh. Not yet.
Not yet. There you go.
886 Columbia.
There's a process for that.
You
got to go see the good old guy up there at our code enforcement, Craig Haig.
Uh-huh.
You got to draw up and mock up a sign. He's got to approve it. You got to pay some money in and you got to sign.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows everything.
Yes, I know she do.
I know she does. It's disturbing.
Well, guys.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Gary.
Enjoy your Wonder Bar Bistro meal.
Lovely granddaughter.
Yes.
Take care.
What's your name, by the way?
Vance.
Mandy?
Vance.
How you got Mandy out of Vance?
Because my hearing's going, okay?
He's a senior.
Jeez.
That's why I got to go. You see that, right? Y'all have a good one.
You too. We got a superstar here.
Hudson's very
Margo,
own. Hi, Margo.
Margo, you
we're on live
radio.
Should
we say your last name?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Come on, you can handle
You're all right. Hello, Margo's friend.
Come on, Margo, sit down. And what's Margo's friend's name?
I'm Ellen.
Ellen?
Ellen.
He's senior, so he can't hear very well, so you have to
say
it.
Spell it.
E-L-L-A.
Wow, Ella.
Ella.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you out of high school yet, Margo?
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Nice ring, by the way. That's beautiful. What is that?
This one?
Yeah. Is it a mood ring?
No.
It's beautiful.
These are two very stylish young women here in front of Rev. We're doing the show live today. Are you a local person, too?
I am. I live on Union.
You live on Union?
Yeah.
Good for you. So did you just graduate, too? Or?
I did, yeah.
From Hudson High?
Hawthorne Valley.
Hawthorne Valley.
I grew up there.
Yeah.
But you were like, I'm better than this. I deserve better. No, I'm just joking.
Not at all. No.
I'm just joking. My cousins went to Hawthorne Valley for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Kira Perkins, you know Kira?
Yes.
Did you go to Hawthorne Valley, too?
No.
Okay. So, what are you going to do next year? Big question you must be asked
next
all the time.
Next year or this year? September. What are you guys up to? I know what you're doing. You're going to be backpacking across Europe, right? Your mom said you did.
No, I'm not doing that.
What you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to Oberlin.
Oh, fancy. Very nice.
Oberlin.
And where are you going?
I'm going to go to
CalArts. Very nice.
Well.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow. Do you want to be an animator?
No,
film. CalArts film. Very nice.
We were just talking about a film. He's a yucker. So I believe you'll do great things.
What did I say that was negative?
You don't like every show. You don't like every genre. You don't like all the things.
I have a lot of friends who went to Oberlin, by the way.
And
you know them all too.
I do.
And you know, it's a great school, as is CalArts.
Uh huh.
So that, you know, they should be proud of themselves.
Of course.
Getting good colleges and everything. Yep. And making their parents spend a ton of money.
Unbelievable. Ignore that last statement. Enjoy your
what
your
is
Thursday.
I got a question for you. It says GLF nut. Is that, can you say it?
It says golf nut, which I thought was funny because I'm not a golf nut. And there's a picture of like a golfer on it.
Oh, there's a golfer.
I don't know.
It's ironic.
It's
ironic.
Yeah, it's like who would actually wear a golf nut?
There you go. Well, thanks for stopping by and chatting with us.
Thanks for swapping us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice talking.
Enjoy your summer.
Yeah, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ella.
Bye.
Oh, is Tommy going to come too?
I'm going
to
sit here.
Okay.
You just have to talk loud.
Yeah, you got
to
talk louder.
You do an
nice socks there.
Yeah, this is live radio. This is our Thursday afternoon show.
Really?
Yeah.
Outside hanging out with the people.
We do it. Great. We try to do it every Thursday in the summer.
Hello.
Didn't they used to do that like in the old days? Like on radio, just be like hanging outside. With
I know.
Like,
and
in the '70s, yep. Yeah.
Oh,
Bob and Ray used to do it. Steve Allen used to do a lot of it.
There.
No, we've been doing it, but he's saying back in the days.
Oh, back in the days.
So now, folks, we actually have celebrities. We have Keith Nelson
from Bendelsohn
Circus, and the legendary Tommy Stinson,
hey,
of multiple bands, currently of Cowboys
in the Campfire,
his latest band.
So let me ask the first question, because this is radio, and we're gonna get cut off in a few minutes. Are we gonna get cut off?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah. The first question I have to ask is pretty much on the nose, right? How was it that you managed to look exactly like your profession? it seems seamless. I wouldn't have to even know you to know that you were a musician.
It's funny. I just guess that's kind of, I don't know.
You were born that way.
Maybe I
woke
came
up
out of
like
the
this
womb with my hair like this. I don't know.
It's not just the hair. It's the whole thing.
No, I think as we, go down that road in our professional career, we start to look a little bit. It's like people and dogs.
Or people with spouses.
People and their dogs kind of resemble their dogs and vice versa.
So does that mean
people and professions?
Yeah. So Keith just looks like a clown.
Circus starts in your.
I'm going to tell you what Keith looks like, and you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
Keith is not a clown.
Why don't you take the microphone?
Because I could do that.
Okay.
Keith is not a clown. Keith is what you call an entertainer.
Respect
his gangster.
A performer.
Oh, you would know he's a performer of some sort.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You would.
Every now and then they get confused thinking I'm a musician.
Every now and then.
But that's.
But you live up to the hype.
But you've put clown makeup on, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I put rock and roll makeup on. Makeup of all kinds.
Okay. Just wanted to get clear that, I wasn't insulting you by saying
Peter Criss got me into grease paint.
Really?
Oh. I mean, in a sense. And then Robert Smith helped me get, like, really accept that men should wear makeup.
Yeah.
And then Emmett Kelly came along and changed my life. But,
There you go.
There you go.
And now he's, by the way, a little shout out to John Doe, who has a new series of T-shirts at John Doe.
All different colors and beauty. Yeah, good old school T-shirt.
Can you read the caption, Tom? You're good at words.
Hudson, New York, where horny people come to die. That's pretty accurate, I'd say.
Look at that. She's got the tattoo and everything on there. The whales riding the motorcycle. It's very, very good.
I wonder who did that.
I think our looks are also, back to your earlier question, are based on the diet of our profession.
Ooh.
Because, we're on the road, and you're dealing, eating
roadies.
Road food, living road life. In my world, it's cotton candy and peanuts.
And popcorn.
And popcorn. And,
And you, it's vodka and coffee?
Whiskey.
There we go.
Whiskey and coffee.
Although, minus the whiskey these days, I'm more like a coffee guy.
Good for you. Okay. Good for you. Those changes are very good. So, because we're still talking about professions, how about we give a gander at what this guy's looking like? Now, listen, be generous, because, you know, he's got an ego.
Okay, so,
right?
I will start with the fact that they, I mean, like, look at what the hell's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, where they're allowing tennis shoes into the holy chambers of government.
I know,
government.
It's shocking. And,
it's shocking.
I miss the days when a politician would show up in a bow tie.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And ascot. Looking,
yeah, ascot. I went to a club that I joined a club because they used to fight over whether the ascot was too casual for the dining room.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we got Tommy here in a burlap sack and a button down. The times have really gone askew.
Yes, they have. And I'm happy they have.
Kennedy screwed it up when he didn't wear a hat to inauguration. Everything right. Since then, we've been downhill.
Downhill. There you go. I have to... What are you doing? Don't be afraid of the bug.
I just don't want it on me.
Okay.
Fair.
Fair.
Oh, that was fair.
So you guys are going to do this on Thursdays?
Yeah, we go all over the place.
We go all over. We were at Kitty's before that, and sometimes we do it right in front of First Pres, you know?
We'll come busking next time.
Oh, that will be entertainment. Real entertainment. What? That'd be great.
Yeah.
We'll get Keith spinning some plates. We'll play some circus music. We'll have a hoot.
Not gonna be my tuba.
Oh, you got a tuba?
I play tuba and concertina, but nobody pays me for those. Every now and then they get that because
that's why the busking would be nice.
You play tuba?
Maybe I'm very craft. I have to read music. I don't play by ear, but yes.
Could if I charted out a couple things, you could probably play it though.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's really good for me to know.
I see a sandwich happening here, folks.
Tuba is a fairly underused instrument.
You're telling me.
One of my favorites.
One of the best instruments out there. Tuba Christmas, if you ever get a chance to catch that. The New York one happens in Rockefeller Center.
It's come on over, folks.
I'm inspired now.
They were listening.
You know.
Tuba. Didn't somebody in the band play the tuba?
A lot of people in the band played tubas. I mean, depending on which band you're talking
about. No, the band.
Oh, the band.
Yes.
Is there a thing called the band?
There is the band.
Who's it?
It was like a hippie band.
Wait. Did you say hippie?
I said hippie.
Hippie is the word of this show. You know why? Because the yum yucker we have here, he admonishes anything that has to do with hippieism. He hates it, actually. So to know that he actually knew that the band...
First of all, I was a huge band fan. Saw them a couple times.
And then what happened?
Nothing. I always liked the band.
Are you anti-hippie or are you anti-deadhead? Or like
there we go. There we go.
You see how fast
it
happened?
Not such a deadhead fan myself.
I'm a there hardcore deadhead. That's
oh, really?
Where I learned how to juggle.
That's why I told you to stop just yucking people's yum, Tom.
Okay.
Careful, Dad.
Down the devil stick.
Well, there you go.
And I was 15. The preacher's son said, hey, I'm driving from North Carolina to Philly to a dead show. You want to go?
You didn't have nothing else to do.
No,
and you were hooked.
And mom and dad, oh, you're going to the preacher's son? Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yep.
Smart move.
Beautiful.
Smart move.
And here we are today.
Here we are today.
A deadhead.
You lived through it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Is it?
I'm not going to yuck his yum about the Grateful Dead.
You already did.
No, you did for me.
I know that, but, you know, so I'm not. We're not going to go into, like, shows and dates.
No, list. And Jerry's gone, right. So we don't need to even, no, you know, let him rest in peace.
How do we find out where you are? Just go to the radio.
The website?
The website.
Website for WGXC.org.
WGXC 90.7 FM on your dial. WGXC.org. Hello there.
Hello.
Man down.
Is that a Shih Tzu?
Oh, yeah.
No. No, it's not.
Out of my wits when you do that.
light up, you've gone far enough. I must have all of your love. You just run out of luck. I don't care what you fuck sounds to, but your leash is too long.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And so, over the past 365 days, the women of our nation have suffered under the consequences of these laws. Laws that in design and effect have created chaos, confusion, and fear.
Vice President Kamala Harris marked the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in Charlotte over the weekend. Harris spoke to reproductive rights advocates as North Carolina is set to enact a new ban on all abortions after 12 weeks, down from 20. Former President Donald Trump marked the milestone at a Faith and Freedom Coalition event in Washington. Critics to his right have charged Trump with being lukewarm on abortion, but he reminded the group of evangelical activists how he shaped the court's conservative supermajority. His former vice president and 2024 rival Mike Pence delivered remarks at a national Celebrate Life Day rally.
My fellow Americans, I believe the destiny of our nation is inexorably tied to restoring the sanctity of life. Save the babies, and we will save America.
In Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs and Democratic Representative Athena Salmon of Tempe announced they'll push to protect birth control access for all during the next legislative session. Salmon said enough is enough, and contraception is central to a person's privacy, health, and well-being.
At this historic juncture, my constituents and Arizonans in every single corner of the state are fortunate that this legislation has unequivocal support by our governor, Katie Hobbs.
According to the Washington Post, U.S. intelligence was expecting something like this weekend's abortive coup in Russia, and the White House warned allies, including Ukraine, against taking advantage of it. Florida governor and Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is praising former college swimmer Riley Gaines for opposing transgender athletes competing on teams that don't align with their birth gender.
But in Florida, we took care of this years ago. We signed legislation that says every girl, every woman athlete in the state of Florida has the right to compete with fairness and with integrity in their sport.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended President Joe Biden's decision to invite his son, Hunter, to the state dinner days after reaching a plea on federal tax and gun charges. Jean-Pierre also brushed aside a question about the president's denial that he was involved in his son's business deals before taking office.
I believe my colleague at the White House counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared.
Finally, Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin says the committee will vote on Supreme Court ethics legislation in July. Durbin said the high court is in an ethical crisis and Congress will act if Chief Justice John Roberts does not. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. June 25th was the 10th anniversary of Shelby County versus Holder, a U.S. Supreme Court decision gutting a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. What was this decision about, and how has it contributed to the erosion of our democracy? Decades of systemic racist voter suppression and violence spurred passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, outlawing discrimination in voting on the basis of race and enforcing the 15th Amendment. Section 5 of the VRA created pre-clearance requirements for states, counties, or municipalities with a history of voter discrimination. It required them to clear any new election rules with the U.S. Justice Department.
But in 2012, Shelby County, Alabama, argued to the U.S. Supreme Court that Section 5 was unconstitutional. Instead, the court ruled that the formula used to apply preclearance was outdated and asked Congress for an update. Congress hasn't acted, so Section 5 has been unenforceable since 2013. The decision greenlighted a resurgence of voter suppression bills in conservative-leaning states with large black or Hispanic populations. Among the shady tactics are reductions in polling places, shortening of early voting, attempting to stop voter registration drives, narrowing voter ID options, and even preventing the handing out of food and water to voters forced to wait in long lines, all making it harder for our fellow Americans to vote. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Members of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine took a trip to Troy Middle School to teach children how to create a radio story. These Troy Middle School students took time out of their day to discuss video games, cars, and school safety, all on the radio for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Take a listen here and learn more about their stories.
Okay, now it's counting. And don't forget, don't hold it too close. So I would say like this.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Hi, this is, say your name.
Hi, this is Dominic.
About.
Recording about video games.
Yes. And I'm speaking with.
Isaac
Lewis.
What's your expertise on video games?
It started in 2011 when I was born. I was a little baby. When I turned 3, my dad got me an Xbox 360 and I played my first game, Minecraft. Minecraft is a bootleg Lego game about blocks. You can build and kill monsters. The game I'm playing now today is Fortnite, Call of Duty, and God of War Ragnarok. All these games are very good games. I love these games. I cherish these games.
Why do you love these games?
Because they have good graphics.
Okay. Are those all the video games that you like, or is there more video games that you really think that are very fun and you have more expertise on and you can defeat the levels easily?
Legend of Zelda. There's a new game coming out on Friday, actually. It's called Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. But that game hasn't come out yet, so I don't know about it as much. But there's Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is like a game where, I'll give you a quick gist. It's a Kingdom of Hyrule. It's been taken over by darkness. You have to awaken these four monsters to get rid of the darkness, but it's not fully gone, so then you have to beat the boss, and then you win the game.
Is there any type of game that you think that you know where everything is, you have beaten it so many times and you keep restarting and restarting? Is there any game like that?
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is the game. That's the game I was just talking about, the one that I keep restarting, because it's a very good game.
Okay, thank you. And this is Dominic Hernandez reporting for...
My name is Isaac Lewis, and I am talking to...
Dominic Hernandez?
Asking him about video games. What's your favorite game?
Oh, my favorite game? Spider-Man. The Spider-Man that you play on PS4, the Peter Parker.
What game system do you use?
Oh, I use Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and that's it.
Good to know. What do you like about those three game systems, sir?
All right. The thing that I like about Xbox is that it's not that glitchy as Nintendo, and PS4 is fluid and it's not glitchy at all. And Nintendo is glitchy, but you can take off the Joy-Cons and you can play just with the two Joy-Cons.
Good to know. What do you think about the recent update that Epic Games just gave us? They said they will cancel the new creative mode for Fortnite. How do you feel about that?
I feel very, very happy because I like the old creative.
But they said with this creative mode, you would be able to like import stuff, like import different stuff from different games. Like you can have your own game inside of creative mode.
I really don't care about that. I only care about OG.
it's better to stick with the originals. How do you feel about Xbox versus PlayStation? Do you think they're both equal, or do you think one is better?
PlayStation's way better.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right. So my name is Eddie, and I'm here with
Derek Bavis.
Why do you like Teslas?
I like Teslas because, like they don't take gas, and, like, they come, like, different models, and they're unique to find.
Is a Tesla your favorite car?
Not my favorite. I'll just say I like it because, like, it comes in unique colors.
Why are you interested in cars?
I'm interested in a car because, like, you get around faster and stuff. And, like, it's really cool how you could, like, when you're driving, you can just look around of beautiful trees and stuff, like, around the world. And it's really cool, just to see, like, how beautiful cars are, how fast, how unique they are. This is Derek Davis
reporting on cars.
See you next time. Bye.
I'm Eddie, and I'm here with
Derek Davis.
We're doing a report on school safety. What's your biggest thing about school safety, and why?
The most important thing. Let's say we have a lockdown, and like someone breaks in or something. Like the most thing to be important is to stay silent and like be quiet because like you never know like how much people are in there. Like you have to like stay quiet and stuff.
Why do you think staying inside will be the most important thing for safety?
I think it would be like the most important thing because you never know like who might come to the school or something staying inside because you'd be like more safer inside because if you're outside and like someone comes like you would have to run like it would be harder to like go inside and stuff.
Hi, my name is Derek Davis. And I'm here with my guest, Eddie. And we are going to be talking about school safety. So what do you think school safety is important?
I think the most important thing for school safety is if you see something that you can fit inside of and you can hide inside of and nobody can see you there, I think you should go inside there. And I think you should go inside there because, one, the person who is invading the school, they might not see you, and it also gives, if they go past you, it also gives you a chance to run out the room and go somewhere else.
Why do you think that schools give practice lockdowns?
I think schools give practice lockdowns because my dad told me anything can happen, and you also need to expect the unexpected. My dad told me to expect the unexpected. So, I think the school has safety lockdowns because it could be, like, just a normal day and somebody could just randomly walk in the school with a gun.
True. And same question, but why do you think that we have fire drills?
I think that we have fire drills because, like, sometimes, there might be a fire or sometimes, because, like, some of the food might be burnt because, like, the stove, like, the place that they cook the food on, it could explode or something. Something could happen and it might not work anymore and then it could cause a fire.
Because, like, some kids, like, some parents will teach them, like, fire drills at home. So probably why school teaches them, like, fire drills here to know, run out safely. Oh, and why do you think that we have a resource officer?
I think we have a resource officer because the resource officer could help you with, like, say if a teacher was teaching you lockdown drills and you don't understand it, and, like, the resource officer, he would go, like, from each classroom to make sure you understand something. Yeah, and so if something, like just randomly walks in the school with a gun or something, cops should be there. At all times. And also, the resource officer could like make sure like say if we just had like a drill on like safety and you didn't understand what your teacher was saying, you could ask the resource officer like basically what the teacher was saying, but can just ask him to like break it down.
So why do you think when like we have practice fire drill, like why do you think like we should lock our doors?
I know we should lock our doors because if someone breaks in the school, we should lock the door because the doors are thick, so they would have a tough time. Like, say if they shot the door down, they would have a tough time shooting the door down because the door's like really thick. or like if they try to kick it down, they'd have a hard time. I think we locked the doors because it would give you more time to like hide and like find your hiding spot before they get in.
Thank you for being here for Derek Davis and Eddie Concepcion Hippart. Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed. Bye.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that several anti-cannabis groups filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court this week to overturn New York's legislation of cannabis. The Cannabis Impact Prevention Coalition and the Cannabis Industry Victims Seeking Justice, as well as eight individuals associated with those groups, filed the lawsuit. It points out that the consumption, sale, and possession of cannabis remains illegal under federal law and contends that the state legislature usurped Congress when it passed the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act of 2021. Cannabis has been legal for over 2 years in New York, but there are only 13 retail stores open so far. The petition states, and I quote, "What the tobacco companies have done, the marijuana companies are doing now. It is only a matter of time before there are RICO lawsuits against marijuana stores and growing operations in New York," end quote. Officials with the State Office of Cannabis Management did not immediately comment on the lawsuit. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the pilot of the mini-submarine that imploded while diving to the Titanic wreckage was from Dutchess County. Paul Henry Nagelet, 77, was known as Mr. Titanic, died with four others in the incident. In January of 2022, he moved from the town of Kent in neighboring Connecticut, buying for $1.5 million a home on 2.75 acres on Route 292 in the Pauling hamlet of Holmes in Dutchess County. Nagelet was also part of the first expedition that reached the Titanic wreckage in 1987. The Titanic sunk in 1912, and debris thought to be from the submarine were found approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that the independently owned pharmacy located in the Green Medical Art Building under the ownership of Ravinder Anamini agreed to pay $65,000 after allegations that he failed to comply with the Federal Controlled Substances Act. A 2022 U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration audit of the Green Medical Arts Pharmacy showed they failed to keep adequate records of various controlled substances, including oxycodone, hydrocodone, alprazolam, methylphenidate, and buprenorphine. The U.S. Attorney's Office said, and I quote, "Green Pharma subsequently performed a self-audit of its controlled substance records and was unable to account for 200 oxycodone tablets, 100 buprenorphine films, and 2 buprenorphine tablets, which the pharmacy concluded were likely stolen by an employee who had not been adequately screened before employment," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting muggy and humid conditions in the next several days. Monday, there is a 60% chance of rain. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. And some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It could be a southeast wind 5 to 13 miles per hour spinning local windmills on Monday. Monday night, the chance of rain continues. There's an 80% chance, and thunderstorms are also possible after 7 p.m. with a low around 64 Monday night. Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm is the forecast again with a high of 76. There is a 100% chance of rain sometime on Tuesday with a southeast wind around 10 miles per hour for those windmills. Tuesday night, again, an 80% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 63. And Wednesday, 100% chance of rain again, showers and thunderstorms possible after 8 a.m. with a high of 74 and a low around 62. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.